From the Mercy One Studio.
Be Not Afraid is underwritten by Associated Ophthalmologists.
Be not afraid. Jesus is on the way to encounter you. Join Father Fabian Moncada every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Also tune in Sundays at 10:30 a.m. for Be Not Afraid in Spanish on Iowa Catholic Radio. Now, hear the good news and be not afraid.
Good morning. Welcome to Be Not Afraid, Iowa Catholic Radio.
Father PJ, good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Let us begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O God, who through the folly of the cross wondrously fought St. Justin the Martyr, the surprising knowledge of Jesus Christ, grant us through his intercession that having rejected deception and error, we may become steadfast in the faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever, and the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Very interesting. St. Justin Martyr.
St. Justin Martyr is really a giant of the early church. He's understood to be the first Christian philosopher, and he engages in what's really the first Christian apologetics, trying to explain the Mass and really just the faith to a pagan audience who was pretty hostile at the time.
Justin came from just men?
From just man?
Just men.
No, it came from the same root as justice.
Justice,
right?
So law.
Right, right. Well, justice, right, has kind of two senses in Greek and Latin. Both, it's both law and order. Yep, that there's a reason we apply it that way. But in origin, it really means like completeness. So you're setting things to right. That's how it gets attached to the law, is because you're making things right. But we'll talk about a circle being just if it's complete, and so the law makes us whole. And martyr, of course, because he was not called Justin Martyr while he was alive. That happened later. So it's Justin the Martyr, shortened to Justin Martyr, because he's one of the martyrs of the early church.
Why an philosopher can identify this very deeply proximity with the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, and especially through that real presence mm-hmm. of the Holy Eucharist?
Mm-hmm. So, several years ago, the Holy Father Emeritus Pope Benedict gave a talk at Regensburg that caused a lot of people to get really upset, and they largely missed the point of the talk. The idea from the beginning has been that the incarnation is not and cannot be accidental. Jesus was born in a specific time and a specific place to specific people, and in so doing, he perfectly set up the world to receive the message of God's love, of God incarnate in himself, of the revelation of the Blessed Trinity. And this was in no small part due to the intersection of the Jewish and Greco-Roman world, of the Jewish and Greek and Roman worlds. So Jesus entered a world that not only had the revelation of the Jews in the Old Testament, but real philosophy. Like, Aristotle had already invented logic, so we were able to think about this stuff in a very particular way. And, you know, through the Roman transit system, the gospel was able to be spread much more readily than it would have ever been before. So it's no accident, Pope Benedict says, that Jesus is born as a Jew in Roman-occupied Palestine and not in, say, ancient India. Why? Well, ancient Indian philosophy did not admit of the principle of non-contradiction. The idea that two things cannot both be and not be in the same place, the same time, the same respect. There are reasons that Eastern thought developed differently than Western thought did. But it's important that it came into the West, because we could then very clearly see it is entirely possible for Jesus to both be God and a man, and those not be contradictory.
Be not contradictory. Wow.
So that the marriage of God and man was really made possible because of our understanding, our ability to understand the marriage of God and man was really made possible because of the advent of Greek philosophy.
Wow. In the same way, I'd like to introduce the magnificent solemnity that we are approaching for this coming weekend, the solemnity of the most holy body and blood
of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is an eloquent festivity because it's the heart of the church, the celebration of the most highest sacrifice, our Lord himself. And when we are talking about these martyrs exist and persist because they have been offer his life for God.
So the
well.
Irony, right, behind contemporary disbelief in the real presence in the Eucharist is that the earliest Christians were largely martyred under charges of cannibalism. So the problem in the early church wasn't, if you will, that people didn't believe sufficiently in the real presence, but maybe they believed too much, or they believed so much that they talked about it in such a sort of grisly way that it confused their neighbors to think that they were actually eating people. And so what Justin Martyr really tried to do with his apology was explain what we meant when we said we were feasting on the body and blood of the Lord. The church ultimately takes up a special feast devoted to the Lord's presence in the Blessed Sacrament, to the body and blood of the Lord present in the Holy Eucharist, as a way of showing how we literally participate, not imaginatively participate, not only symbolically participate, but we physically participate in God's life by the sharing in Holy Communion.
By the sharing in the Holy Communion. And at the same time, sacrifice, making, honoring an eternal life at the high level of the sacrifice in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. And St. Justin Martyrs provide us an a deeply legacy about fidelity and consistent believe in God. Sound a little bit redundant, but sometimes we need to believe in the real presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. It's very interesting, these first communions, how this open and a beautiful moment, the encounter Jesus for the first time, have to be consistent in it for the rest of our lives as well. Iowa Catholic Radio, be not afraid.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading 12-day all-inclusive experiences, sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. Thank you to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Big Red Q Quick Print, for underwriting the Sports Report. Family owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full service print shop ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. Forms, manuals, brochures, letterhead, envelopes, business cards, custom invitations, design, and bindery. Big Red Q Quick Print, located across from Merle Hay Mall, online at bigredq-desmoines.com. Big Red Q Quick Print. We make printing easy.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning provided by Bell Construction.
Bell Construction is a roofing company. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. Bell Construction.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Catholic Women Now provided in part by Permar Security, providing security solutions for homes and businesses since 1953. Permar Security is a Catholic-owned family business supplying security systems, access control systems, video surveillance, fire alarm systems, and video doorbells. All alarm systems are monitored out of their monitoring center located in the state of Iowa. Permar Security, 515-244-5660, permarsecurity.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Dowling Catholic Sports is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling graduate, and Dr. Craig Harper, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at 60th and Ashworth in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610, or online, ashworthvision.com.
Welcome back to Be Not Afraid, Father PJ, Father Fabian. So, moving into the solemnity of the most precious blood, body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, the sequence, the word sequence means?
To follow. And so the following, so sequences are these long hymns that were appended to the Alleluia, basically, because the gospel procession would be longer. They would often then, this especially, be taken up at the end of Mass for a procession with the Blessed Sacrament itself. This is also part of the reason. Father's going to go on a slight pet peeve ranty thing here. So the gospel procession is important. The gospel book is carried in procession. Sometimes we get real excited about holding the gospel book like way up over our heads. If the deacon's holding the gospel book higher than the priest can reach to hold up the host, something's gone wrong.
Oh, wow.
Because you've inverted the symbolism. Now,
correct.
Now the word is more significant than the sacrament, where the one's supposed to lead to the other. That's a rant. The point here, though, is the Deacon Tony thinks I'm talking about him. I'm not, but I'm getting side eye through the booth. the point is that processions are intended to lead us someplace. So even when we proceed with the Blessed Sacrament, while the focus is on the Blessed Sacrament, it's about bringing Jesus to a place where, in some sense, he wasn't before.
So let's a quick clarification about the liturgy itself. So at the ending of the Mass, mm-hmm. in this solemnity, we process the Blessed Sacrament.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the principal Mass, the biggest Mass, you would have a major procession. You might do a smaller one with the smaller Masses. But for the main Mass of the day, there would be a procession, typically outside, though that's obviously weather permitting, that kind of thing. At Christ the King, what we do is we set up altars at kind of the four corners of the property. And it's kind of a competition, like the altar and rosary does one altar and the knights do one altar and the school does one altar and everybody tries to make a fancier altar. You stop at each one and you give benediction. But the idea really there is to sort of consecrate the block. We live on the whole block. We're consecrating the block to Jesus. In other places, you know, the procession goes all the way down the street. Might be the whole city, the whole town. And it's not that Jesus is not present the places before, but we become more mindful of his presence when his presence in the Blessed Sacrament comes to a place where otherwise he usually isn't.
So expose the divinity.
That's right.
Show the divinity. The Lord is coming. Loud, O Zion, your salvation, loud with hymns of exaltation, Christ, your King and Shepherd through. Bring him all the praise you know. He is more than you bestow. Never can you reach his due.
So, you know, the St. Thomas Aquinas is the one who writes all the hymnody for Corpus Christi, which is now what we use in benediction usually, right? But he begins by addressing Zion, which is both the mountain on which Jerusalem is built, but it also comes to stand for Mother Church, right? The New Jerusalem. And so he's saying, praise Christians, praise you, your salvation. And he calls Christ both King and Shepherd because both the kingly and the shepherding imagery become essential to the notion of Christ's sacrifice made perfect in the Mass.
A special theme for glad thanksgiving in the quickening and the living bread today before you set.
Right. So thanksgiving, of course, playing on the Eucharist meaning thanksgiving. And this line is more interesting than at first it might appear. Is the quickening and the living. So quicken is an old way of talking about life. It literally means breath. If something is quick, it has breath in it. And so the bread is alive. It's wow. Living bread. It's breathing bread.
From his hands of all partaken, as we know, by faith unshaken, where the 12 at supper met.
Again, this use of the hand imagery is referring both to the manna of the Old Testament, which the people received by the hand of God from the sky, and the bread that the Lord served at the supper itself, which became his body.
Full and clear write out your chanting, joy nor sweetest, grace be waning, from your heart let praises burst.
So this is the biggest deal that there can be. This is you should be bursting at the seams with joy for what lies before you.
For today the feast is holding, when the institution holding of that supper was rehearsed.
So connecting the Last Supper at which the Lord institutes the Holy Eucharist with the Passover with the whole sojourn of the Jews, and now what we do, a participation in the same.
Hear the new laws, new oblation, by the new king's revelation ends the form of ancient rite.
So you see now the use of the kingly image again. So the law has a new oblation. The law has a new sacrifice, which is different than the old one. And it does, in important ways, end the old one, which is why there aren't lambs sacrificed anymore.
Now the new, the oldest, it faces. Threw away the shadow chases, light displaces the gloom of night.
So it's this image of newness taking over old, of truth putting down falsehood, or of making clear that which was unclear before.
What he did at supper is said that Christ ordained to be repeated, his memorial near to cease.
So what Christ did, he did once, but he commanded to be repeated in his memory, and this memorial should never end. It should go on forever.
And his rule for guidance taking bread and wine, we hallow making those our sacrifice of peace.
So the sacrificium pacis, the sacrifice of peace, is a very ancient way of speaking of the Eucharist.
This is the true each Christian learns. Bread into his flesh he turns, to his precious blood the wine.
So this is the whole move, is that Christ makes himself so present at the Holy Eucharist that it's not simply a matter of things disappearing, but the purpose of the bread and the wine from the beginning was to become his flesh and blood.
Iowa Catholic Radio, be not afraid.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Savage Power. Join us on Thursday, June 3rd for our 10th annual gala benefiting InterVisions Healthcare. We're thrilled to welcome Benjamin Watson, former NFL tight end and Super Bowl champ, who has an inspiring message about the importance of being the one. Ben, along with his wife and 7 children, are great supporters of pregnancy clinics like InterVisions. As a medical nonprofit, all proceeds from the gala support our life-affirming services. We promise it'll be an evening that you'll long remember. For more information, visit IVHcare.org, and thanks for supporting the women and babies of InterVisions Healthcare.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Since 1924, St. Vincent de Paul has been helping those less fortunate work towards self-sufficiency. Last year, St. Vincent de Paul helped over 20,000 individuals with food, clothing, and shelter, while also offering classes in financial literacy, high school completion, career readiness, and prisoner reentry. SVDPDSM.org, 515-282-8327. Shop, donate, volunteer, serve. This message was brought to you by Homemakers Furniture.
Iowa Catholic Radio and the Iowa Catholic Radio Foundation welcomes country artist Lori Morgan, presented by Mercy One.
Lori Morgan.
Except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday, I get a little sigh.
To the Horizon Event Center, July 15th.
Part of no, don't you understand?
With Jesse Keith Whitley and Eli Alger.
Eli Alger.
Learn more at CelebrateCountry.org.
CelebrateCountry.org.
Sponsored by Valiant Wealth Family Office.
Welcome back to Be Not Afraid. Let us continue in the meditation of the sequence. Blood is pure and flesh is broken, yet in either wondrous token, Christ entire we know to be.
So this is very important in our day where the precious blood is not ordinarily received, that Christ is wholly present in every crumb of every host and in every drop of in the chalice.
Whose of these food partakers does not rain the Lord nor breaks. Christ is whole to all that taste.
Right. So this is recalling the fact, right, that though the bread is broken and multiply distributed, Christ isn't broken. Christ isn't divided.
Thousands are as one receivers, one as thousands of believers, each of him who cannot waste.
Now this is desperately important and a part that we often miss. So every time we receive Holy Communion, so long as we do so well prepared and worthily, we receive as though one with the whole church. So it's as though the whole church receives. And likewise, when you know you're at a mass with the Pope and 50,000 people, it's as meaningful as if you're at mass, you know, just with you or me and a server.
Absolutely beautiful.
Life to these, to those damnation, see how like participation is with unlike issues rife.
This is a warning around worthy or well-prepared for communions.
When the sacrament is broken, doubt not, but believe 'tis spoken, that each severed outward token doth the very whole contain.
Right. So this again is highlighting the fact that Christ is present in every bit, every in the tiniest of bits, and that God can, if God can make himself wholly present through a crumb of bread, what can he do in you having received that bit?
Note the precious gift divided, breaking but the sign betides. Jesus is still the same abides, is still unbroken, thus remain.
So the Christ that we receive in Holy Communion isn't the dead Christ. We're not feasting on a dead body. It's the risen Christ whose body is made perfectly whole and who saves us by it.
Lord, the angels' food is given to the pilgrim who has striven. See the children spread from heaven, which on dogs may not be spent.
So if people are familiar with this hymn, it's because of these lines, the Panis Angelicus. Lo, the angels' food is given. So this is the food of the angels. Though, of course, ironically, angels don't ever receive communion. Only men do, because we're the one with bodies. And the bread is given to the pilgrim, to the children, which is not given to the dogs.
Truth, the ancient types fulfilling, Isaac bound, a victim willing, Paschal lamb, its lifeblood spilling, manna to the Father's sin.
So this is recalling all the types of the Old Testament, all the previews or trailers of what Jesus was to do. Isaac, a perfect victim, Christ, the perfect victim, the Paschal lamb, Jesus, the true and perfect Paschal lamb.
Very bread, good shepherd, tend us. Jesus, of your love, briefing us, you refresh us, you defend us, your eternal goodness, send us in the land of life to see.
The word very for bread here is it's kind of antique English. It means true bread, good shepherd, tend us. Jesus of your love, befriend us, make us your friend. You refresh us, you defend us, your eternal goodness send us in the land of life. And so the place where we now live, once the land of darkness and strife, is now the land of life.
You who all things can and know, who on earth such food bestow, grant us with your saints, thou lowest, where the heavenly feast you show, fellow herds and guests to be. Amen. Alleluia.
So this all, it ends on a kind of eschatological note. What Holy Communion always does is bring us to the life of heaven, not simply the promise of a life hereafter when we die, but the life of heaven right here and now.
And I like to focus in that part of the gospel that is crucial in our moment of the consecration. Take it. This is my body. Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them. And they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, amen, I say to you."
So these are the words repeated in some form or other at every Eucharist, and it there simply aren't greater words. There simply aren't greater words, and as a priest celebrating Mass, I don't think there's anything that stills your blood more than these words.
And we understand completely our miserable condition in the marvelous stage of how the Heavenly Father, in the real presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, had been using us as a priest in our very fragile condition to exalt our human being into the divine presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat it. Take and drink it. I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God. Then after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
Jesus' prophecy at the end of the Last Supper narrative points ultimately to his death, which is that which fulfills what he did at the supper.
Father, beautiful reflection and meditation. Could you please send us out with a blessing?
May the Lord Jesus' presence in the Blessed Sacrament and all the tabernacles of the world, alive and living in every celebration of the Eucharist, keep your hearts and minds in God's love and peace. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Be not afraid. Iowa Catholic Radio.
Be not afraid. Jesus is on the way to encounter you. Join Father Fabian Moncada every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Also tune in Sundays at 10:30 a.m. for Be Not Afraid in Spanish on Iowa Catholic Radio. Go forward and be not afraid.
Be Not Afraid is underwritten by Associated Ophthalmologists.